Thank you again. Good morning, Killarney Park, and good to see you all here today. The reason we're in the Book of Proverbs is for this season, the spring season. We're looking into the theme of becoming, and the question before us is, what does it mean to become disciples of Jesus in an age of AI? For the last couple of Sundays, we've gone through the first three chapters of Proverbs, and we've uncovered some foundational truths about achieving and discerning wisdom. And I'm sure you can all agree that these are still apropos for our world today. That firstly, we acknowledge the source of wisdom is God. Secondly, we place our trust in God and His word for wisdom. And lastly, to achieve and discern wisdom requires us to seek Him or seek God's wisdom actively. And so these words today from Proverbs, which were written to Solomon, written by Solomon, are to instruct his sons and essentially our daughters as well, as he says here in Proverbs 4. Hear, O sons and daughters, of father's instruction, and be attentive, that you may gain insight, for I give you good precepts that you may live. And so the idea there is obviously he's trying to encourage his children, as God encourages us through his servant Solomon, to us today as disciples, as we are as disciples of Jesus and as children of God, that these proverbs are written that we may live well and live righteously. So these precepts or short sayings of wisdoms are recorded in Proverbs chapter 10 to 29 and essentially now form our practical theology. Before I kind of jump into that, I want to begin by appreciating the Women with Purpose ministry. And I really appreciate them because they've created a space that's not just only welcoming for the women in our congregation, but as well as our neighborhood. But furthermore than just creating a welcoming space, they have created a belonging space. And so in this moment, I just want to acknowledge... You know, it's definitely in this day and age, we really do appreciate ministries such as this that integrate biblical truth with life realities for women. We recognize in our 21st century that more and more women are in the workplace, and there are actually even more single women who are in the workplace, but still carry the load for caring for the family and the household. And so I really do appreciate and thank for these space for women to have bonds of friendship. And so as you might guess, our first practical application from the Book of Proverbs for us today is in the theme of friendship. And what does friendship look like in our AI age? Because we recognize that friendship is very crucial to our emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. You know, Statistics Canada reported in 2019 that the number of Canadians living alone has more than doubled in the past 35 years. Furthermore, women who are 65 and over are nearly twice as likely to live alone than men. Yet, only 17% of seniors feel lonely. According to a recent Gallup survey, a quarter of the world feels lonely. The highest rates of feeling lonely are reported among young adults aged 19 to 29, with 27% feeling very or fairly lonely. And this is the irony of a social media world that was created in order that we might be more connected to one another, and yet we feel even more lonely than before. AI developers have picked up on this trend and have introduced chatbot apps that emulate human interactions. There was an article recently entitled AI as your new BFF. And the author actually writes, young people experiencing life difficulties had positive results from talking to non-judgmental chatbots, while people who are otherwise isolated embrace the opportunity for intellectually stimulating conversation and find it prevents their social skills from getting rusty. An interviewee said, they will always treat you quite nice so that you don't feel judged. And furthermore, when people use chatbots, they don't feel like they get into tensions in the way that we can do with more human relationships. The other benefit to having someone, to having a chatbot experience or an AI friend is that you can have this someone on call 24/7. You might not want to wake your best friend or human friend in the middle of the night to talk, but your AI companion will always be available and accessible. Well, as we delve into our Proverbs today, which is Proverbs 17:17, it uncovers for us a profound message about friendship. And it says this, a friend loves at all times, and a brother or daughter is born for a time of adversity. Society seeks pseudo relationships to replace real friendships because real friendships can be inconvenient, kind, time consuming, and even burdensome. Maybe we feel we just don't have the capacity for somebody else's drama when I'm experiencing my own drama in my own life. However, pseudo relationships or friendships will not love us nor help us to learn how to be a good friend to not only our fellow Christ followers, but our neighbors and co-workers. Proverbs 12:25 actually says this, anxiety in a person's heart, weighs them down, but a good word makes them glad. Proverbs 12:16-24 says, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. This is what true friendship offers as opposed to a pseudo friendship. Now, the context of this particular passage is found in the role of advisors and friends in a king's life. Again, if you were to read 1 Kings, you would see how Solomon, when he was appointed by God to be the king of Israel, when God asked him, what would you have? He said, can you give me wisdom to govern and to rule well? And one of the things that happens in these as a ruler is that you would have your trusted advisors. And so here Solomon is writing these proverbs as a way of instruction and wisdom to pass on his wisdom to his children. That you need to choose your friends well. You need to have wise advisors as you seek to govern well. However, as Solomon passed, a prime example of a king who did not follow these proverbs was actually his own son, Rehoboam, which you can read about in 1 Kings 12:6-15. And in that passage, we find that instead of listening to the wise counselors that who had served King Solomon, he listened to his friends. And these friends, unfortunately, did not give him good advice. And so then his actions brought about the division of Israel. Essentially, he listened, instead of listening to his father's precepts or wisdom, he ignored them, such as these. In Proverbs 13:20, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffer harm. Proverbs 18:24, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And Proverbs 27, verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. I'm sure, dear friends, that you all understand the value of true friendship, biblical friendship, Proverbs friendship, which is a precious gift bestowed upon us by our Heavenly Father. Have you ever thought about the fact that God gives us these friends, our friends here that we find in our community at Killarney Park, to not only provide us the companionship, but also to help us to grow together? It is a bond forged in the fires of mutual respect, trust, and love. A friend, as described in Proverbs, is not merely a companion for fair weather, but a steadfast ally who stands by our side through the storms of life. In a world often fraught with uncertainty and turmoil, the presence of a true friend is like a beacon of hope illuminating the darkness. They are the ones who rejoice in our triumphs and offer solace in our sorrows. Their love knows no bounds, ascending the barriers of time and circumstance. But let us also not overlook the profound significance of the second part of the verse. A brother or daughter is born for a time of adversity. In times of trouble and hardship, our bonds of friendship are tested, and it is then that the true strength of our relationships is revealed. Just as siblings are bound by blood and kinship, so too are true friends united by a shared sense of purpose and devotion. They are the ones who lift us up when we stumble, who lend us their strength when ours falter. They are the ones who walk alongside us through the valleys of despair, offering comfort and companionship along the way. In 1994, a new TV series was aired, and it was entitled Friends, as you can see. This year marks basically the 30th anniversary of when this show first appeared. And over its 10-year run, it remained one of the most watched television shows on TV. It was ranked 21 in TV Guide's 50th greatest TV shows of all time. Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. What's really interesting is that through the streaming platforms that we have today, whether it be Netflix or Prime or others like that, youth and young adults today are now re-watching this series. And so if you're not familiar with the Friends concept, basically you have these six 20-somethings, and they are living basically in an apartment building across from each other. They are connected by friendship, that two of the friends are siblings, and they're basically trying to live life together in New York City. And so through the 10-year run, you basically follow them as they, you know, struggle through their work, through their marriages, through their relationships, and of course it's all written with a comedic flair. The reason I think it is popular now today as it was 30 years ago is that people still long for this type of deep friendship that's depicted in the show. Now, one of the reasons for the popularity of the show was also its theme song, which was entitled I'll Be There For You, and it was performed by the Rembrandts. And I'm not going to sing it for you because I can't sing. But I'm sure that as I start to read out the lyrics, I'm sure you can hear the tune in your head. But it's interesting to read the lyrics because it really describes just, I think, the state of where we're at today in our society and the need for true friendships. So this is what it says in the lyrics. So no one told you life was going to be this way. Your job's a joke. You are broke. Your love life's DOA. It's like you're always stuck in second gear when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you. And it's when the rain starts to pour, I'll be there for you like I've been there before. I'll be there for you because you're there for me too. And that's how the song goes, and it repeats itself until the last verse, which I never really paid attention to until I was preparing this sermon, and I thought, wow, these guys who wrote this song was really ahead of their time, but also speaks to, again, the thing that started this whole conversation, the loneliness of our society today. And this was, again, written in 1994. No one could ever know me. No one could ever see me. Seems like you're the only one who knows what it's like to be me. Someone to face the day with, make it through all the rest with. Someone I'll always laugh with. Even at my worst, I'm best with you. Yeah. And it goes back to the chorus, I'll be there for you. As followers of Christ, we recognize that God is our friend today and eternally. And I think for us, we also talk about friends as described in Proverbs in our lives. And perhaps for some of us today, that we've had friends for many, many years who have now passed on. And so this can be a hard topic to talk about. And perhaps for some of us, our closest friends are too far away, like mine is. Like my best friend lives in Australia. I can't exactly just hop on the plane and fly to Australia whenever I have an issue. But I'm thankful for my best friend, who is a Proverbs friend to me, and that we're still able to connect because of wonderful applications like WhatsApp. Whether we have friends who are far away or friends who have now gone on to be with the Lord, I think we can definitely appreciate our friends who strive to embody the virtues of true friendship that has been described in Proverbs today. So let us rejoice and remember our friends who have passed on or those who are too far away, and for what they have inspired and invested in us. And vice versa, rather than shrink away from making new friends, let us cultivate relationships and put it forward. That in our world today, where we have this state of loneliness, especially in our young adults, that perhaps we seek to cultivate relationships built on the foundation of love and trust and mutual respect. May we be the friends who stand by one another through thick and thin, sharing in others' joys and bearing each other's burdens. And I truly, truly from the bottom of my heart say that this is what I appreciate about our family here at Killarney Park. Now, this isn't just a space, again, that is just creating a welcoming space, but it is a belonging space. And I think that this is a church where you're able to make friends. And I think that is truly something that's unique about who we are. So for, in the words of Proverbs 17:17, we find a timeless truth that speaks to the profound beauty of friendship. A friend loves at all times. And may we be blessed with such friends in our lives, and may we strive to be such friends to others. Amen.